Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday. You know I'm throwing down the whiskey, honey. Can I tell you? So how you doing? Listen, it is all good on today. It is August 31st, 2022, 4 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 5 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum, my darling. Listen, please do visit Gumba Rum online for all your rum libation needs. We also have Gumba Rum at two locations if you are in Florida. Or if you are in Boston, Massachusetts, you can pick up Gumba Rum directly from the store in Florida or Boston, Massachusetts. Go online at GumbaRum.com, put in your zip code, and you will be able to find a location near you, as well as we do deliver at GumbaRum.com. Listen. Y'all set up my bar. Get my whiskey, baby. I got to have my whiskey order. I got to have my drink and fry up my catfish, please. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Listen, it's a special musical salute for independent artist Stacey Jackson. Listen, she is the bomb. And independent artist The Hounded are on air, my darlings. Listen. Y'all know where y'all music is being heard. Who is listening to your music around up in here? Yes. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. Listen, and while you're on Facebook, my darlings, please use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, please give it a like, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, I got some hot music, y'all. I'm so excited for independent artist Stacey Jackson. Let me tell you something. In December of 2021, Stacey released Flipside. You're going to hear it in just a moment. Flipside is a track recorded in London and co-written with longtime collaborator. Listen, who has worked with the likes of the Overtones of Lulu, Westlife, also T2 and Miss Teak. Flipside has a deliberate 1980s pop feel, and it is a sound good tune. It was therefore the perfect track to use as an introduction to Stacey's 80s nostalgic pop TV show. Stacey Jackson in the 80s Spotlight TV, Sky Channel 365, and Freeze 500, reaching number one in the digital radio charts. Listen, Flipside is an anthem of empowerment. Do you hear me when I'm talking about up in here? Woo, yes, baby. But it's also so much more than that. Stacey Jackson has been up against her fair share of obstacles as an older woman in the public eye. Certain parts of her career have been an uphill struggle. But on flip side, she pours her self-assertion and determination into every syllable, convincing us and in the process herself that she's got staying power. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, let's do this thing up in here. That's what I'm talking about, Miss Stacey Jackson. She know what we going through. Listen, let me tell you something. It's all about the flip side. Baby, listen. You got to have sticking power. You got to have staying power. You got to have uphill power. That is what Stacey Jackson is trying to tell us in this particular song, flip side, no matter what. Listen, y'all, it is on the real out here. Listen, we got to have some stand power and sticking power. So listen, day by day things can happen and come our way, but we have got to have the muscle to stick to it and stay to it. And that is what flip side is all about. Let's take a listen to flip side. Flip side. Listen, also Stacey Jackson is telling us in flip side, it doesn't matter how old you are, you still can accomplish your dream. Indeed, you can. You still can accomplish your dream. It doesn't matter if you're 50, doesn't matter if you're 60, doesn't matter if you're 62, 65, or 75, 100. You can still do what? You can still do 100. Listen, I got some more music coming up by Stacey Jackson. This one is called Urgent. Also have some music that's coming up by independent artist The Hounded. Y'all better get ready for this. Listen, hold on to your seat, honey. If you got to put on the seatbelt, go right ahead and put it on. This one is Urgent.
You're not shy. You get around. You want to fly. Don't want your feet on the ground. You stay up. You won't come down.
Y'all know what is urgent, baby. It is urgent, urgent, urgent. It is urgent that you stay positive. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all, you know, mama always got a life lesson. Always got a life lesson, let me tell you. And I want to let you know I am a trained and certified life coach by Monique Carradine, who was a reporter for Fox 32 News here in the Windy City. This was years ago. Just let you know I am trained as a licensed life coach. Now, listen, let me tell you something about being urgent. Listen, now, there's a good thing about being urgent. We have to make sure on a daily basis. Listen, the key to this is on a daily basis, we have to be focused, and you got to be urgent about staying positive. You know what I'm saying? If you have something that you're trying to attain, something that you're trying to have a goal, you got to be what? You got to stay positive. Don't be negative. It was a person. Let me tell you the story real quick. It was somebody. It was a friend of mine. This was years and years ago. You know, mama always got a story. I had a friend of mine that was always looking at the negative. And we were just friends, you know, just platonic friends. And we were having a conversation. He says, well, he made the mistake of saying to me that he always looks at the negative, because if he always looked at the negative, he would never be disappointed. And I says, wow. I says, you know what? I says, that's the wrong way to think. I says, that's not the right way to think about it. I says, you know what you're doing? If you're always thinking about the negative, if you always expect the negative, that's what you're always going to get. So if you're trying to not be disappointed by just looking at that, I mean, that's some kind of crazy thinking. That's some crazy thinking. So listen, my point is this. I told him, I said, if you keep focusing on the negative, that's it. That is what you're always going to get, and you still will be always disappointed. He thought if he flipped it around and just says, well, I'll just always expect the negative outcome. That way I'll never be disappointed. But that's wrong. That is so wrong, my friend. My thing is this. I told him, I says, listen, you got to start thinking about the positive. I says, in life, if you're constantly only expecting the negative, you will always be stuck in a rut and you will never get anywhere. So listen, if you have a plant in your front yard and you love beautiful things, you love flowers, you love tulips, whatever you're going to plant. Now, what if you planted your flowers in some soil that was no good, that had no nutrients in it? Do you think that flower's going to grow? Hecky no. And you never put any water on it. You never cared for it. What is going to grow up? If you expected that to grow, my friends, you are badly and so mistaken. So listen, our thoughts are the same way. If you water your thoughts with positive thinking. Now, I'm not saying that just positive thinking is going to get you whatever you want. That is not what I'm saying here. But just like the flower in your front yard, you plant it, you nurture it, you put water on it because it's going to grow. But if you never watered it, you never did anything to it, and you expect it to grow, you got a bad misunderstanding in life. So that's the same way with your thinking, what you're thinking. If you never watered your thoughts, if you never put anything good into your mind, you know what I'm saying? And you expect something positive to come out of that, and it's not going to happen. So listen, you got to water your thoughts, good thinking. You got to eat good stuff. You got to read good books. You know what I mean? You got to keep your spirit fed with what? Positivity. It is the beginning of all things great. All right, so I have another song that's coming up. This is The Hounded, The Hounded. Listen, this is The Hounded. I love this group. They are phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. And you are going to enjoy this song. It is Deeper Side of Blue. I want you guys to check this out. Deeper Side of Blue. You're going to love it. Love it, love it. Deeper Side of Blue.
I woke up this morning to a bright, shiny day. or rather stay in bed. Don't think things could change for the better, and I can't get you out of my head. Still on my front porch, and I think of us. Something different about you. Seasons change like the leaves in the covers, and I feel the deeper. If I could go back to the start, maybe she'd still be here with me. May I still have, I still have my heart. I still have my pure and true. Was it all just one big lie? Too late to go back and fix it all. I'm still wishing that I could. But she packed her bags and it's headed out west.
Right, that is Deeper Shade of Blue by the artist The Hounded. Listen, that is some good stuff right there. I am pretty much out of time, but guess what? I'm coming back later on today, and you're going to get to hear some great music, some more great music from the artist, The Hound, and it's going to be going down. I've been Stone Cold Blast, y'all, but guess what? I get to do it all over again a little bit later today. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.